I see what you did here.
Yeah.
You made bad acting into the best acting. If that's what this is, then she nailed every single scene.
You know, I didn't put that together, but you're right.
That's exactly what you did. Video Night Podcast, where we watch music videos and deconstruct them into meanings that couldn't possibly be there. I'm Travis.
I'm Jared. And we're not experts in music or videos or self-control.
And you know, this time I almost said I'm Jared.
It's never right. We can't do it right.
No, I don't know why.
And I said something. I said music and I was like, I don't know if that's what I'm supposed to say.
You said musics.
Yeah, well, several. We're masters of none. Yeah. We've listened to a lot. All right. Here we go, another episode. Starting strong with the rhymes.
Good job. Okay. Yep. So our last episode, again, we want to thank Mr. Ray Tintori for doing yes. that wonderful content with us. It was yeah. good. Did you go back and listen to it?
Well, I edited it, so yeah, I had to listen to a lot of
it. Yeah, it was a good one.
It was really
good. Pretty funny.
He's great.
Yeah, he was wonderful. So thank you for that, Ray. I hope you're still listening. I started listening to your podcast, by the way.
Anyway. Under the Sea with Sebastian the Crab.
To the White Sea? Something like that.
Okay.
I think it's To the White Sea.
So it wasn't.
You were wrong. It happens.
All right. So, Travis, what's our sense of the day?
You are surprising me. I don't know what mine is. You ordered something.
Yeah, so you start opening, and I'm going to say, so Travis's method this morning was he walked backwards into the collection and said the first one he touches, which is how he got married. And so today's fragrance is, for me, Creed Aventus. Boom. I think we have worn at least one version of this. There you go. Boom.
Oh, it's super clean.
Yeah, it was one of the top fragrances in the world for about 10 years. Travis is just going ham over here, getting to a package, throwing stuff. I've caught two out of two. Hopefully none of them contain anything. I got a bottle over here. Chill out with that. Don't hit that. It's worth more than your life.
Oh my gosh. It's completely wrapped up. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, listener.
Oh, ASMR.
All right. A new Tom Ford called Mirror Mystery.
Mermisteer.
Okay.
And it's also in the package, so it's all of this plastic. Is good content.
This is very, so brand new.
I wanted him to have the feeling, of opening a new bottle, because you don't get that a lot, do you?
No. I never get to open up a new bottle of...
So there we go.
So clean. Okay. Say it one more time.
Tom Ford, Mermisteer.
Mermisteer.
Here it comes.
I'm assuming you know what this smells like.
Yeah. We've got it. I think you'll like it. I think you're going to be on board.
Oh. Oh, wow. Yeah, you know this, but.
Yeah. That's a manly scent right there.
Burnt wood. Oh, that's so good. Well done.
Yep. I knew you'd enjoy it.
That's a good one to go to your collection, yeah.
We got to cover a little bit. Actually, you know, this is could be for the video watchers that we don't have. Maybe at the end of the episode, we can find a place for it up there in the video, you know?
That'd be good.
Okay, so we're going to cover a little bit of yesterday. Travis abandoned me, y'all, and I wanted everyone to know he forgot totally about the podcast, and I was in the zone. I just want to tell you a few things that happened here.
Please do.
Okay? So, on the car ride home, I was very excited about the podcast for some reason, okay? I went down the rabbit holes because I was watching videos. I was listening to new music. This is pasta in shipping containers. It's like a dry out. Things like rice.
Really? Oh, okay. Sorry.
No. Derail me. You're already in trouble right now, and this is how he tries to relieve the tension from himself is to distract me.
Yeah.
I had almost made myself hoarse from singing. Okay. I got home. I drank the beers that you bought for us because I was like, he's coming and I'm ready. I watched this video and I was in the zone. All right. The cats were waiting on you. I bought us cookies. They were in there. You saw them.
I did.
Now you don't get one because Kristen gets it. Okay. And I had that package ready, and I was like, the stage is set. And then what happened when I called you?
I literally had just gotten home at, I don't know, 8:45, I think is when you called last night. In my defense, usually the day of recording, you send me a text message about midday asking if we're still good.
Yeah.
I didn't get that yesterday.
So your defense is I didn't make sure that you remembered.
It's still my fault. I completely forgot. So we rescheduled for tonight, and it is what it is. I'm so sorry. I've apologized 1,000 times, yeah, people.
But
he has no forgiveness bone in his body.
And the podcast, it's ending, unfortunately. So we are drinking finished with a Guinness.
Thank you for that. It's not ending, okay?
Oh, shoot.
I get 3 strikes. That's one.
Okay, fine. So what are we covering today? I think this is your pick.
It's Laura Branigan, Self-Control. And this should be fun.
I think so. Do you have any relation to this song?
No, this is, again, and I've done this so many times, it's almost boring, but this was me searching videos randomly for a music video night. And watched it, thought, that's going to be great to introduce to Jared, and he already knew it.
Oh, yeah.
When the second I told him about it, he's like, oh, yeah, I know this.
How long ago did you find it?
It's been a couple months. I've been holding it in my pocket for a couple months.
Okay. Yeah, no, this is one that has been on the list for me for, like, almost the entire time.
You
like,
just never showed it
to me.
I
just never found the right time to do it.
So, but we've done so many music video nights. I usually know what's on your list because you play them.
Yes.
You never played this one.
I think because it wasn't like I was hiding it. Some, you know, music video night's all about the vibe.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
While this would have certainly fit in a few times, like, it's also like, oh, I know I'm going to do it, so I don't have to show it yet, you know? So, yeah.
Fair enough.
And I don't really have any relation to the song. Now, you were to do the research on this one, so I don't have any info, but I do know that it was on the Grand Theft Auto soundtrack.
Yes.
Which I think made it very popular.
Yep.
And just recently, so we've had this video picked out for the beginning of the season, so over a month now.
Right.
The Maxine trailer came out. Are you familiar with X and Pearl, the movies, horror movies?
No, you know me.
It's the third in the series. The Maxine trailer came out, and this is in the trailer, like a remix of it.
Okay.
So we are right on time.
That's going to stick with some things that I want to tell you about the director.
Okay.
Cool. And you may know this name, you may not. William Friedkin?
I do know that name. Yes.
Yeah. So
have we covered one of his?
No.
But I know that name well.
He directed The Exorcist.
Okay.
And The French Connection. Kind of a movie director,
yeah.
Not really a music video director.
And both of those were out by then.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. He was huge. He was working with Al Pacino and Susan Sarandon. You know, I mean, everybody. He's kind of a big deal. Or was a big deal. He died in 2023.
Oh, last year.
Yeah.
Okay. And Laura Branigan also has passed since.
Yeah, she died in 2004.
Yep. Okay. So,
at 52-year-old. 52
oh,
years
too
old.
Too young. Too young to go.
With a brain aneurysm. Yeah. So, anyway, also, a couple interesting things about this song. This was a remake. The original song is the same year, 1984, by an Italian singer named Raff.
Okay. So, I watched that.
Yeah?
Also.
Okay.
Yeah. And I thought, I don't know the timeline of it. I assumed his was second.
Nope. His was first.
His was first.
He's the very first.
Nice.
And there's one more remake.
Do you not know this?
Ricky Martin did a remake in 1993.
In 93? Ricky Martin?
Ricky Martin.
Before he was famous?
1993.
Because he got late 90s, right? 98, 99, that's when we... I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, like, that's when he blew up here.
Yeah.
So, wow. Okay. Interesting. And interesting also that it was an Italian man and a Hispanic man. Ricky Martin's Hispanic, right?
Yeah. And done in their respective languages, I believe. I didn't listen to the Italian, the Raff one.
So I didn't, if there's an Italian version, I did not listen to that. He sang it in English.
Oh, okay.
The version I watched.
I gotcha. I think the Ricky Martin one is done in Spanish.
So I'm going to try to say this as neutrally as possible here. So I've watched this video many times before my studying yesterday. And my thoughts on the video, we're going to say based on the condition I was in when watching this.
Okay.
180'd.
From yesterday till today, from
all time before to yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday, I 180'd on it.
Okay.
So hopefully that's neutral and you can't tell which way I'm going.
I think I do know which way you're going, and I think I'm going to follow you, which I was kind of hoping you wouldn't do this, but either way.
Okay.
I'll tell you why in a minute.
We're subtly arguing.
I want to get... No, not arguing. I was just hoping that you would you would take me in the direction that you originally started in.
That's fine. We can do that too. Okay, cool.
My one sentence summation.
He's ready.
Trigger warning is in effect.
I don't get it.
Well, you will.
Okay, so I have to know what you're talking about first.
There's a trigger warning, and I'm just putting it out there now.
Okay, fine. Well, now I'm curious.
Can you see that this video might trigger some people? We'll get into it.
You didn't like poltergeists?
No.
You don't like dolls?
All right.
Okay.
Let's get into it, man.
Yep. All right. You got to walk us through it.
Crap. You have Laura lying in a chair in her bedroom, presumably, with a guy in the bed. She seems to be either asleep or awake. We really can't tell. She looks out her window. She goes out into the city. She starts partying with some people at night. She sees a guy in a mask. She follows a guy in mask. She sees some interpretive dancing. And then goes back home where guy in mask makes love to her.
Okay, that's fine. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot more to it. I'm trying to make this quick and painless.
Yeah.
I could have made that very painful.
That's good.
Okay.
I'm down with that. So how many, it took me more than one viewing. I'm going to embarrass to say how many, to see that there was a guy in the bed.
Really?
Yeah, it was more than two.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, there's a dude.
I saw it the first time. And he's there the entire video.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So that was just a fun fact.
Just asleep. He's just asleep.
Yeah. All right. Okay, yeah. So let's just get into it, I guess. I don't think... I don't have a one-sentence summation. I'll save it.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, so right into theories. Do you have any little... First off, let's talk about the length of this video.
Yeah, it's a little long.
Super long. Yeah. I did not realize it until this.
Uh-huh.
And in some watches, it was really slow, and sometimes it's not. I look forward to certain parts, and I feel like I blank out at certain parts. Like, I had a very hard time paying attention to some of it.
Yeah, it's a five-minute song.
Long.
Yeah, a five-minute video. I mean, there's no... It is straight into it.
Yeah, it is. Which, I don't feel like there's a lot of wasted moments or some weird stuff in it, but it is a full... There's not filler.
No.
It's odd, but it's not wasted.
It's not wasted, no. Matter of fact, it's edited.
You think cut down?
It is cut down.
Oh.
And that's just an interesting tidbit that I found out later.
Okay.
But yeah, it is cut down, and there's some stuff that is eliminated, and you still can't really tell.
Yeah, I feel like there's two, I'm going to say just two full scenes that were not explored. I'm going to say that.
Okay.
That's a guess. There's no way we can know that, unless you know that.
I don't know for sure. It's me guessing.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, so we open this video with, wow, we are 15 minutes in. We've just begun.
We are, yes.
Okay, so it opens on the masked man, a flower, and a doll, and then goes to her. Mm-hmm. Do dolls dream?
Do dolls dream?
Do dolls dream? Because if he himself is a mannequin looking thing, and so is this mannequin come to life and looking for a toy store slut he used to have, like that little doll was his girlfriend, and he's like, "I've come for you. I'm sentient. Let me get that flower."
Look, I like where you're going already.
I made that up just now.
No, you did. I did. That's not one of your theories.
No, just now. I was like, "Oh, he's gonna start like calling me out," but you never. You never figured it out.
So good. That's really good. I like that theory, actually. That's kind of what I'm hoping you'll do, though. I'm hoping you'll keep steering this in good directions.
Okay. Great.
Okay. So do you have a real theory? Or do you want to tell what it's really about? Is there one of those in this where we all know exactly what this is?
I don't know if I do know what it really is.
I'm not 100% sure
okay,
either.
Great. So yeah, so please then, I'm going to allow you to tell me what this video, what we think is the simplest explanation.
Okay. So, simplest explanation is she is dreaming and fantasizing, okay. And she has a very specific fantasy that she is dreaming about.
Okay, that's fine. One of mine was she fell asleep jerking off.
Okay, like, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, like, she Same did thing. Have sex with this guy who's a two-pump chump, couldn't handle it. She had to think of some wild stuff to get off.
To get off, yes.
Yeah, and just, like, left him in the bed.
Okay, so I think we're both on the same page
there. Like, roughly what it's about.
Roughly what it really is about. What most people would initially say, that's what I think this is about.
Because I don't think there is a simple explanation to this
video. I don't either.
Which is good. I'm going to say that's a good thing.
Unfortunately, I think I know what it is. Exactly.
Oh, okay. But we're going to get there.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. My notes for this were very strange. I had I didn't write down a lot of theories. I wrote down a lot of observations and a lot of things that made me think of, like, meta stuff.
Fair. Like, I'm in the same boat. Okay. I literally have the one theory, but I have so many thoughts.
Okay. Okay. After the... We do see her after the flower and the doll in the chair with him asleep in the bed. One weird thing to note of this guy, he's face down. We don't see his face ever.
Right.
He ends up being the mannequin at the end. But, like, his hand is on the wall the whole time.
I didn't even notice that.
Okay.
It is. You're right. Yeah, I see it right there in the background. The whole time.
No one sleeps like that. Very weird.
Yeah.
I will say that it is interesting imagery. And it's at the beginning. You'll notice it as we watch it.
Yeah. Or he's just holding up the prop wall.
Yeah, so that is maybe worth noting, is they're never in real life outside.
No.
It is all scenes, strangely, cars on sets and, like, a fake road made of tarp.
Made trash bag tarp. Like,
yeah. Very weird.
Which makes you sure that she's dreaming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's no real life here.
No. Yeah, okay, so after she... gets up with the man in the bed. He stays asleep. She gets up and goes to the window and, like, bites her thumb. She's like, I'm ready to get out there and do what I'm going to do. She puts on her boot and she hits the streets.
Yes.
Okay. Anything of note in the streets that you notice aside from the fact that it's just weird streets?
So I mean, no. The background, when it's zoomed in on her, you can see the shop window opening, and you've got two mannequins that are kind of hanging from the wall.
Like, yeah, kind of about to touch. Like,
yeah.
But before that even, there's a newlywed couple.
Oh, yes, there is. Yeah. Right there next to the cars, right?
Does that tie into anything for you?
Maybe.
Do you think maybe...
Now that you mention it, I can throw it into my theory. Yeah.
Well, so maybe I just latched on to you mentally... with what... Is she just a sex addict? Is that what you have?
Nope.
Okay, because if that's a subtle reference to, hey, this couple just got married, and she's unsatisfied, and the song is about her losing her self-control, she's aware very suddenly during this marriage that she cannot do this.
Okay.
Like, she can't... She's unable... Like, maybe emotionally, she wants to be married, like, obviously, if that's the case, but she still has all these desires that she cannot help.
Yeah, so... I can take mine on that road with you. Okay. It's just a darker version.
Okay.
So I'm going to use that a little bit now. You just added to my theory.
Okay.
So there's that.
Do you mind if I jump around a little bit?
Not at all.
Okay.
Great. Not at all.
Because I feel like there's going to be a lot of that. Okay. I'm not going to. I just totally forgot my train of thought, dude. I was going to go into it. Oh. Okay, so, no, you know, I want to save that.
Oh my gosh, y'all.
I'm messing everything up.
He doesn't know what he wants to do right now.
Oh, I do. Okay, do you think she, we're gonna cover this later, maybe, but do you think she's a good actress? I think that's important to this, the breakdown. I think it's important. Where do you put her acting?
I think she is... It's good acting for a singer.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
It's not great acting for, like, an actress. Okay. It's good acting for a singer.
And I think, you know, I didn't think about it like that at all, but I do think this video asks a lot of her.
It does.
And I think that she acts really good about 70% of the time,
mm-hmm.
and pretty bad about 30% of the time.
Okay.
Now, I did make a list, which is why I wanted to hit this.
The bad acting has got to be the middle part.
It's even more specific than that. Because the middle is, I mean, it's a 5-minute video, so we can point out a lot. But I wrote this for us.
Okay.
So this is starting from the beginning.
Oh, Lord.
She can act in these ways. So she can play curiosity.
Yep.
She can play vanity.
Okay.
She can play surrender. She can play longing. She can play alluring, stunned, overwhelmed, passion withheld, scared, sub, sleepy and horny. She can play jizzing, hungover, shame, and acceptance. She can play all those things.
Okay.
She cannot play sexy.
Yep.
Cocky.
Okay.
She cannot dance.
Uh-huh.
She cannot play hypnotized, and she can't act in a hallway.
Okay. So it essentially comes down to that middle part when
yeah.
she starts partying, and from there until she gets into the dancing people, the
yeah.
dancing, the dancing orgy. I'm just going to say it.
Okay.
The dancing orgy.
Sure. Do you agree with that? Do you agree with all of
I absolutely agree with that.
Okay. And I don't know. It was like, at times I'm like, she is so good.
Yeah.
And then when her hips get possessed by the chicken.
So here's the most interesting part about that is she a better actor than she is a performer?
Did you watch the live performances? Did you watch any?
No.
Her performances are good live. She's very much brighter, much happier than this video.
So where it starts derailing for her is when she starts performing, dancing on the dance floor.
Okay.
That's when it starts derailing, which is weird because she's not an actress.
Right.
And you would think that's where she would shine, and it does the exact opposite.
That's true. Maybe it's just because it's jarring within this video.
Maybe.
Like, happiness doesn't really fit.
No. No, no, no. There's no happiness.
Yeah. Odd note. Odd note that just came up. Okay. All right. You're so proud of yourself. I know something's coming that you're so proud of.
I think you're going to understand it. You're not going to like it, but you're going to understand it.
That's okay. That's life most of the time. yeah, so I did say her hips are possessed by a chicken. Newlyweds, we covered that.
Let's talk about this dance scene.
When she's in the bar?
No, no, no. That's just bad. She's trying to be a chicken, I think.
Yeah, but why is that? That's one of those scenes that I think is underdeveloped. Why is it in there? Like, is it just showing that when she's trying to do her normal activities? Because those friends are, like, from a different video. They're doing very 80s things.
Yeah.
And most of this video is not. It's weird. Macabre.
Yeah.
And when we see them and the guy in the mask interrupts, it's jarring. Like,
mm-hmm.
I didn't notice this. Do her friends notice or just her?
Just her.
Just her. Okay.
Yeah, everyone else is oblivious to it.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like I don't know if I need to go ahead and go into my theory. That way we can kind of talk about things differently.
Yeah, because I feel like you're holding back
yeah.
too much that
okay.
I can't get to. Okay.
Again, trigger warning. Just saying.
Okay.
It.
Yeah.
I think she is remembering the night that she was raped.
Okay.
I think that party scene was the beginnings of her night with her friends. And then when she sees him, she sees her rapist. Now, she's not giving him an identity, which is why he's always in a mask.
Okay.
But she does entertain a night with him until they get back to her place.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she tells him no.
Okay.
And I think it's portrayed throughout the video in red. You see the red cross sign with the hand stopping. You see his gloves are red. At some point, she tells this guy, no, I don't want to follow through with this, and he does not take no.
Okay.
And so he does what he wants to do. A couple other things that kind of point to that. She is on the ground after he's done his thing. She is on the ground,
mm-hmm.
whereas when he lays her down forcefully by pulling her by the hair, he puts her into a chair.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the video, she's lying on the ground, presumably knocked out, and he's standing over her and then disappears.
Okay.
There is a scene, I think, that they cut because you don't actually get to see what happens.
Right.
Now, after I made up my theory, I did do some research, and they actually did, in order for them to get this put on TV in the U.S., they had to cut something.
Okay.
I think it's the rape scene.
Interesting.
Now, there's nothing that tells me that. I have no idea. I just know that in order for them to put it on TV in the U.S., they had to cut something.
Right. And, I mean, that makes sense for the 80s to cut, if that's a scene to cut it.
Yeah. So, at 3:28, after she sees him,
mm-hmm.
you see her running away through the hallway where the bad acting is.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
There's so much that points to it. Oh, the creepy doll. The creepy doll at the end. I think that represents her losing her innocence.
Okay.
Normally, that doll seems to be slightly disfigured, right? It's not just me. That's not what it's supposed to look like.
I didn't notice that, but I'll keep an eye on it.
I think it is slightly disfigured. And, again, it's just a representation of her losing something. And so she doesn't see it the same way. The guy in the bed is the guy that she wants to marry now.
Okay, and you just tied that in?
Yeah, but okay. She can't, and when you see him come up with his head and he has the mask on, it's because every man that she sees is her rapist.
Okay.
And so she can't get him out of her head. That's why she's not in the bed with him, and when she falls asleep, she keeps reminiscing or thinking or remembering the night that he did this to her.
Okay.
And that's why you've got this very sad tone to this. There's no happiness here.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not a happy story.
Okay. I have some strange emotions evoked from this.
Okay.
That I will, I think I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
I can see how I got there. I entirely disagree with it happening at all. And in fact, it makes me a little sad for you that you did see it.
But it's there.
I think it's a meaning that couldn't possibly be there.
Okay,
I think it's perfect for the podcast.
Okay,
I don't believe that.
Good, then I did what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah,
I'm okay either way.
Yeah, if that's the case, and one of my main things is the song has nothing to do with that.
Does it though? Oh, okay, are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure.
Because all she's singing about is what happens at night.
Yeah, when she loses her self-control.
Yeah. So she feels guilty because maybe she led him on and she lost some self-control.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I read way too deep in this, and I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah. Well, I will safely...
I'll
safely say you are wrong.
Okay.
I just don't think that's there. Now...
I think it can be interpreted that way.
Sure. I can't say that it can't be interpreted. It absolutely can be. I just don't think that this video is about that. Because if you were her and you had anything to say with the video, the way she is so up and down and excited or not excited throughout the video, I don't think would pertain to that. I think that this is just getting into one of my theories. We're going to blend.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
He is just some representation of her desire to go out. He lures her around and follows her. And so I think when he sees her or she sees him in all these different places, it is when she is losing control and like she feels these urges to be promiscuous and enact some of these fantasies that are in this video. I'm with you that he pulls her hair and it's aggressive and stuff like that, but that's a small fetish. And when the gangbang, it's a fetish.
Yes.
Like which
is why our first theory or what we think is really about is fantasies.
Yes. She's covering all these things. And I do think she's asleep and jerking off. Or like in whatever order you want to put it in. I think they cut something here when it actually shows her like being seductive toward the camera toward the end.
The rape.
Okay. It's not a rape, but I think she's just jerking off. You can't show that on TV either.
You can't.
And then after she's satisfied and she's like, wow, that I thought of some pretty dark stuff last night. And the way he leads her through these different scenarios, I just think it's desire that she is not necessarily proud of when she gets a little uninhibited.
And I'm fine with that, other than why is the guy in the bed wearing the mask? When after she's woken up,
mm-hmm.
why does he have the mask on?
Because some of those fantasies were real. You can't even see if it's disfigured because of the next video spot. It kind of looked weird.
Yeah, I think it is. I think
bent neck.
I saw a part where part of the eye was jacked up.
If you get really messed up, like on drugs or drinking or anything in the night, it looks normal there. Just a wonky eye. It's just closed, half closed.
Okay.
You might wake up or like you have done something like you wake up in the morning and be like, oh, boy, shouldn't have done those things. I mean, you woke up with someone with no belly button one time. So, you know, you've been in this scenario.
Oh, is that in your notes?
No, but I think it's important to note that we wake up to things we don't always expect.
It's true, and I don't know what to say. All right, anyway.
So I think it is some form of desire, and I think the song and the way she behaves is not, it's not that dark. I think it's darkness in that losing yourself to impulses that you don't necessarily want is dark, but I don't think it's so dark in that it is sexual assault.
Okay. I hope not. Like, my whole, and you'll see when I get to my scoring at the end, mm-hmm. I'm hoping you will okay. give me something that says, okay, I'm completely wrong, and gets that thought out of my head completely.
Okay. Yeah, I hope that happens. all right, so let's just let's cut away from that for a minute, for either of those theories. Overall discussion of the video. Do you think this video is chaste, or do you think this video is very horny?
Explain what you mean by chaste.
Reserved. Oh. Is she reserved?
Part of the time, mm-hmm. but not all of the time, no.
Okay.
So maybe it's a mix of both. I think that's the right answer.
So this is where I was talking about I 180'd.
Okay.
We're about to get into that. So when I first watched this video for a long time, and you know what, man? I don't even know. I don't think I realized before this video is 5 minutes long, and watching it for this, I was like, I don't know if I've seen this whole video. I think I always cut it off like about 4 minutes in.
Dude, really? Whole,
yeah. And so if even that long, I was always like, wow, she is dressed conservatively. She doesn't dress sexy or like move that sexily most sure. of the time. Mm-hmm. She does a few little things, and everyone in the, I guess it's just easier to call it the orgy scene. Everyone does have on clothes, and only for like one or two parts are people on each other really acting inappropriate. You know, it's just kind of like symbolic
yeah,
orgy.
Right.
And I don't know. I thought it was very reserved for her, and like even her sexy outfit, I was like, she just doesn't want to go there.
Okay.
But then yesterday when I got in the zone, I was like, wait, this video is super horny.
Super horny.
Like, I don't guess I realized it. Like, everybody's banging everybody in this video. Like,
yeah.
She's walking, like, she wakes up ready to bang and goes out into the street looking for it. And is led into these scenarios where all of these people, she's overwhelmed, but it's what she wanted.
Yeah, she's being introduced to things that she didn't know she wanted.
Yeah, or things she imagined.
Yeah.
Yeah, and does participate in them and is stunned at herself. Like, she crossed her own line. And feels overwhelmed and like scared. That's some of the emotions she goes through.
Right.
But still goes through with it. And that's why she wakes up on the floor like a little ragged, because she's like, oh boy, I don't know if I was ready for that, but did it anyway.
Okay. So in that case, the guy in the mask never actually left. She was just thinking about all the things that she actually did.
Yeah.
She's dreaming about what she actually did the night before, but she's dreaming it in an interpretive dance kind of way.
Yes. I think that's exactly right.
He's actually still there in the bed.
Yeah. So
okay.
She had this experience with people in masks. That's real. Right.
Yeah.
But the video is of her dreaming about it. Like, it might have even just been him. Hey, I want you to try to wear a mask. I'm kind of into that. Could have just been this one guy. And she is now dreaming about all this crazy stuff that it was, but when she wakes up, it is still him in the mask. That's all she really did. But the rest of it is her dream that night after performing it. Like, oh, all these new opportunities, or is this what I want? Am I going to be this?
Yeah. Okay. I'm fine with that too. I like it. It explains why the guy is in the mask at the end.
Yeah.
At the very least.
And it could, and again, just because we see the newlyweds, because it's such a weird thing, like, they're married, and she was like, hey, put the mask on for me.
They went to a swingers club.
Yeah, they tried something out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
They rented a nice room.
They did. I mean, it's weirdly decorated with basically sheets everywhere.
We're not from the era. You know, we don't know what was in.
There's a sheet on the lamp. They're everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, that was all that. I'll do a quick one. So
What did you take from, because there is a big scene in this where when she's walking through the crowd of orgy dancers, one of them grabs her scarf and pulls it off.
So there is something called allowances. And I this is from podcasts I listen to with murderers. Okay. You give yourself an allowance. And I'm sure it comes up with cheating, say, for instance, too.
Okay.
If you, and this is not real, so I'm just going to say like a fake scenario here, right? So let's say you are you're flirting with a girl with no intentions. Doesn't hurt anything, right?
Sure.
And then you keep flirting and then you like hug her. And you're like that, you just gave yourself that touch more of allowance. You probably shouldn't have. Still nothing bad. But because you've hugged her, now you've gone that one extra step. Now she texts you a little too late at night, but you allow it. It's okay. And it keeps going further and further and further until like, oh, you realize you messed up, right? Murderers do the same thing, like, oh, I'm going to ride around with a gun.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to pull the gun out. They don't shoot anybody, but they just keep giving themselves a little bit. I think that is her first allowance in like, oh, I can remove this scarf.
Into submitting to
yes, and that's scenario. how she landslides downward into that world.
All right, now the more important question. Did you just now think of that, or was that already in your thoughts? Because if you just came off that off the rip, I quit.
Okay, so... I did just come up with the idea. I did see the scarf coming off.
Yeah, you but, literally just came up with all that off the top of your head.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Okay. Great. One.
Anyway, so you were about to say something.
Yes, I was going to get into like a dumb theory.
Go ahead.
Let's get off all this serious shit.
I know. Getting...
Okay, so I think she dropped that pussy on a mannequin man. Well, give him a second.
Swallowing, I'm sorry.
I think she dropped that pussy good on this guy, right? He stalks her.
Okay.
And he told all his friends. This group of masked people, those are just where he hangs out. That's like his group, all right?
Okay.
It's just a troop of some kind. I don't give a shit what it is. She had sex with him. He told them, and he can't get over it. She was just like, hey, I lost my self-control. We hooked up. That's the end. And he tries to keep getting her attention, and he's like, hey, listen, I know I wasn't the best, but like, you want to come see my friends? Because his friends have heard about that. And so after she meets them, she's like, all right, I'll do it. And like sleeps with all of them. So a lot of them in the room and like being at the orgy, she does it because she is a free-spirited woman. And then he eventually leaves because he's like, I can't handle that. Or either that or he's like, you know, I thought I wanted to see her smash my friends and I don't. I changed my mind pretty quickly.
Yeah, I'm. It's not the best.
It's very literal.
Yeah, I mean it could be, because one of my thoughts was it could be a cult. He's obviously the cult leader. Yeah, we've done this a million times. But same thing you're talking about now.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that was all. That was just a really quick dumb one I wanted to toss out there. Relieve the tension. Do you have any other little ones?
No.
No. Okay, so I've got my long one.
Okay.
Okay, so I know, Travis, I think we've probably mentioned this many times on the podcast. You were not a drama kid.
No.
But you might. You
and you were.
I was. And this is high school drama. Think of this as high school drama kids. Okay, I know they're a little older in the video, which is appropriate, but I think she herself is a drama kid. And I think that she has, for the first time, made out with someone. She's not had sex ever. This is a drama kid in her first time during some production, maybe of Phantom of the Opera. And she has made out with someone and is now, I'm going to hope that you're going to go on this journey with me, okay?
Okay.
Do you know any of those guys, I'm going to say it's women, girls specifically, of the age of like 15, 16, where after they've done something like that, they get real, they suddenly decide they're worldly. Like they've done it all now. And I don't mean sexually. They're just like, yeah, I made out with a dude. So, like, I know my way around sex.
Okay.
Like, they are suddenly in tune with how, like, womanly they are. Even though they still know nothing. They just think they are.
Like the blonde from American Beauty.
She faked being a whore.
Yeah, that's essentially what you're talking about, right?
No. Not being a whore. Just, like, confident in herself. Like, I know how to please a man. But she's made out with one person.
Yeah. That's the blonde from American Beauty.
Right, but like, okay. I see what you're getting at, but she was a little too extreme, maybe.
Okay,
she was fair too enough. Exaggerant. And so now she's done this and she's like, yeah, like, so people make out, and like I've been to these things where it's just everyone's like just all over each other. But she hasn't.
It's an exaggeration.
She is exaggerating what she's done and what she's known, but she's like thinks she's so sultry wearing these, what I would argue, silly sexy clothing because she thinks this is who she is now.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's made out with one person.
Okay.
And the masks are just representations in her head of like, yeah, I bet people like make out and they put their heads where their butts are and like masks are on the back of their head and it's real sexy. Like, and everyone's like touching on each other.
I feel like this is darker than mine for some reason.
But like at the end of the day,
so wrong.
It's weird. But like at the end of the day, still, she's not picturing real sex. It's not really that sexy most of the time. It's strange. She's imagining what she thinks all sexiness is, but it's not so, for real.
I see what you did here.
Yeah.
You made bad acting into the best acting. Because if that's what this is, then she nailed every single scene.
You know, I didn't put that together, but you're right.
That's exactly what you did. You made it so she looked good as an actress.
No, yeah, you're right, but I didn't put that together. Yeah. Yeah. She's killing if she's acting like a 15-year-old girl who's like thinks she's sexy. That's right.
Yeah, you made it perfect for her.
Yeah. But
I see what you're saying.
Oh,
it's just funny how you got there.
Yeah, it took me a while. I don't know. She's just like pecking around. She's never seen a real. She hasn't seen Lose Control music video. So she's
what
like,
is that dance?
So bad. It takes me out.
It does too. Me too.
It takes me out of it.
It is a chicken dance. It is a. I don't know.
Yeah. So, and I did put this is like one of the most chaste, sexy videos because now if you did this video, think of The Weeknd, like.
Oh God! Yeah.
Where Your Heart Lies.
Mm-hmm.
Like that orgy scene here would still fit. I think it would still look really good.
I agree.
But because
it's... One of the better scenes of the entire video.
Of this video.
Yes, this video.
It's still not bad. It's still not bad. But if they were nude or like more naked, and maybe that's... You had to do that then. Like, I don't know. Maybe it would be odd if they were nude in this one. I think they should be closed. It's just weird that they're in leotards, maybe.
Yeah. But it's... Somehow... It belongs. It fits.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Especially if it's a drama kid.
So, here's another thing I 180'd on. I thought this video was really silly.
When you originally saw it?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
I just didn't get into it. And then, and I think because of several things that I've watched over the past while, is in a few videos that we've just covered and just getting into it too much. This video has some incredible imagery and shots.
Yes, it does.
And the only reason I thought it was silly is because it's 80s. But if they redid it now, this the same thing, it would be incredible.
It's so artsy.
It is very artsy. And I think evokes what it wants to evoke.
Yep.
And I was just being unforgiven of putting it in its time. But there are some really good things in this video.
Yes.
And letting go of, oh, it doesn't look good. You know, some... Just changes in taste and time. It's excellent.
No, I think it looks really good.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you took that route where you thought it was kind of ridiculous and it was still on your choice of videos to pick because the reason it's on mine is because of how good it is.
Okay. Oh, and I can tell you one reason I didn't pick it for a long time.
Okay.
Because we just picked like so many mask videos in a row. I didn't want to get stuck in that. But yeah, no, I think it is way better than I initially gave it credit for. And it took me until yesterday, after probably a year of like pondering on this video, like sitting down and being like, no, this has got some good stuff in it. And I'm glad you told me that it's a real director because it is.
It is.
It is. Yeah. Okay, cool. The only other note I have, do you have anything you want to toss in real quick?
No.
No?
I don't.
I tried to again, maybe more literal path. Because there's a strange gambling scene. And I think maybe that is representative of her gambling with her self-control. Or going out into the night gambling with this man that she met. It is a quick representation of, like, she is gambling going out.
Yeah. And again, artsy. It's his oversized dice. It's not what you would usually use in a casino. It is... Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's a weird scene, though.
Is it... I'm going to get dark again.
Okay.
Cool. Is it because what year was this video?
1984.
Okay, perfect. Is it somehow represent HIV? Gambling on sleeping with strangers.
Oh,
anonymous
okay.
strangers.
Okay.
The Red Gloves HIV is represented. AIDS foundations are represented by red. That would have been after this, but could that somehow be related?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, when not as much was known about the the virus and how it spread and this and that and the other, yeah, I think that could absolutely be it. That's interesting.
Somehow.
I don't think that's right.
I don't think that's right.
But
there's an argument.
But there is an argument.
Argument
yeah.
to be made. Yeah. And we see a lot of caution lights. We see red light districts. Mm-hmm. We see some strange stuff in this video. And Travis, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know if we got this video.
I don't either. That is my problem with this video. So I've watched it many times, many, many times. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was a sexy, seductive, slightly off-kilter, but very beautiful video.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I thought it'd be a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
Today was the first day I was like, man, this is dark.
Okay.
And I hated myself for
yeah,
it.
I don't think so. I don't think it's as dark as an assault. I don't think it's as dark as HIV. I think it's just dark as in you can't control yourself.
Well, and knowing who the director is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, The Exorcist.
Well, sure.
Come on.
Yeah.
He's got a dark streak.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of horror, by the way. But yeah, he's got a dark streak.
Okay.
So.
There's something here that we did not quite break into, but it's, I'm not mad. I'm glad there's still a little mystery to this
yeah.
video.
I'm excited to do this for our scoring and see
okay.
where it ends up.
Yeah. Got that. Would you music video night with Laura Branigan?
Ooh.
Yes.
I didn't even think about
that. Yes.
Did you say yes?
I did.
This Laura Branigan from this video. You got to remember that. You always want to just come off the top of your head.
True.
But the question is always
from this video.
From the video we're watching.
Yeah. I would
still say yes.
I still would. It would be interesting if she's dealing with the issues of this video in the middle of us doing music video night. That's an interesting. Think about the video she'd pick.
I'm going to say yes. But she can't stay the night.
Oh, well, no one usually does. So great. Yeah.
No, that's not true. I usually do.
Oh, yeah, well, you do, but like we don't know her, really.
Exactly.
If she came over for one night. No, I mean, if she could, we'll lock her up. She's got to go somewhere specific. But no, I would really like, I think she would pick some interesting stuff. So RIP, Laura Branigan.
Yeah.
We'll have you in spirit. Okay. Cool. What's your favorite part of this video?
The dancing orgy.
Dancing orgy.
I think it's so good.
Okay. Fine. Just the whole part of it?
The whole part of it. I think the way they represent sexuality
mm-hmm.
in dance form, which you know I'm a freaking sucker for some dance.
Yep.
And I think that, and if you take out that and you take out the bar scene, you don't have a music video again. You're down to...
I think you could take out the bar scene and be fine.
That's the only time she lip syncs.
Okay.
So, I don't think you can.
Hmm.
Because if you take that out...
Short film?
It is a short film. Exactly.
Huh.
Yeah. Huh. Weird, right?
Yeah. It is
yep.
weird.
So, I did think about it. And I know what you're going to say. What would you change? You'd take out that scene, but you can't take out that
yeah,
scene because then
right.
it's no longer a music video. So anyway, best part is the dance orgy.
Wow, interesting. That's my favorite part right there. This part right here.
Where
she wakes up at the end of the video and she gets up and goes and turns off the lamp. Yeah, I think it's acted super well. Like you feel her be tired. You feel her be done with it. You feel her mistakes.
Fair.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
I think I'll agree that's her best acting.
Okay. Yep. Least favorite part.
Him disappearing. The masked guy.
Not chicken hips.
Vanishing. You know what, though? It's bad. Don't get me wrong. Would I take it out?
You'd leave it?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
All right. It gives us something to talk about.
It gives it something weird. And yeah. you're going to remember that scene.
Okay, that's true. I mean, I can't argue
you
with that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But him vanishing, I don't like, which granted, it's 84, so this is me being stupidly picky from, you know, a younger genre
yeah.
or area. But yeah, I don't like him vanishing. I don't think it looks good.
Okay.
And he does it twice.
They did some cool things, too, with cuts. Like, just cut it instead of make him vanish.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I put at 203, which is when she's in the... You can see me attacking this bar scene constantly for some reason.
Yep.
When she's at the bar scene and she stops when she sees him and just like stares at him. Yeah. I hated that so much. It looks so weird.
It does look weird.
Like, it's jarring.
That part I think you could change.
Yeah.
You can't take out the whole bar scene. You can't take out the dancing and you can't take out the singing. But that part I agree with you.
Yeah. They just cut it wrong.
Yeah. She stops so abruptly.
Like, her hair flicks. Like stare.
It's aggressive.
It is. I didn't like it. Didn't like it at all.
I agree with you.
Okay, cool. All right. We already covered acting, which I think, reiterate, great at some parts.
Yeah.
And then just
I think
real
you nailed it. 70-30?
70-30.
Is that what you said? Yeah.
Yeah.
70 good, 30 bad.
Did you watch any other videos by her?
Nothing.
Me either. Are there any? Or you just didn't
know? I have no idea.
Okay, that's fine. All I did was watch live performances, so I don't know if it's...
Okay. I think she's a genius. She picked the right director.
Yeah, if it was up to her and she did pick that,
yeah,
great, great. Okay, mistakes.
I didn't find any.
I don't think I really did either.
There's some scene things that are a little off kilter or maybe like angled or crooked or whatever.
He did that on purpose.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't say it's not on purpose, so I don't think it's a mistake.
Do you think there's a whole other video cut around her singing more? Because you're right, that's the only part she lips.
That is it.
So
that's
strange.
The only part.
Huh. What if he knew long before we did what makes a music video?
Maybe. Like, I bet he did.
You got to sing a little bit.
He is a genius.
Know. Okay. They go together?
Yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
One of the better.
One of the tops as far as videos that go together, yeah.
Do you? And we haven't really discussed, but we can hit it real fast. Song. Do you like the song?
I do.
So good.
Yeah.
It's a banger of a song.
It's a vibe.
Yeah. I could listen to it. Like, you just feel cool when that beat comes on. You're like, yeah, I'm ready to drive to neon lights.
So that comes to our which is better.
Ooh.
I'm going to say song. And I really like the video, but I'm going to say song because the song... I can still see the video in the back of my head while I'm listening to it.
Yeah, you know I think you're right. Song is better. The video is a close second, though.
It is
it's not just
second.
Like
it's not a blowout.
No, it's not an obvious choice.
Mm-mm.
It is, and this is I'm very much more of the like, oh, one's way better, or like I don't care.
Yeah,
this one I think it needs to be stressed that the song is great. Video just not as it's not worse. It's just not as good.
Yeah, it's just not as good, which is barely.
Barely. What would you change?
We already went over that, right?
Well, a little, but if there was anything else. Like, I said I'd remove the bar scene. And, yes, you're right. You could take out this hallway scene. I don't really...
Take out that. Take out the vanishing. That's
take out the vanishing
it.
For you.
Yeah.
I could still... Now, as far as a music video goes, you're right about it has to have her lip syncing.
Mm-hmm.
But I still just don't like it. Just put her... If I can change it, take that part out and have her singing at the very beginning when she's in the chair.
Okay, fair enough.
Just have her... It wouldn't take anything away.
It wouldn't take anything away, and I'm fine with it either way, as long, but he had the wherewithal to put it in there somewhere, even for just the slightest second.
Imagine her when she's at the window when she bites her thumb, if that's when she says, I lose my self-control.
Oh.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So she could sing at any point. I don't think it would really distract me. 7 more minutes of her masturbating. I don't really mean that. That's just stupid. Okay.
Yeah, now I do want to see the whole thing. I want to see what the original was supposed to be.
3, 2, 1. I didn't even hit my one sentence summation.
What is it?
How you imagine dates before you can drive.
Okay. Fair enough. I don't know if I was imagining these dates, but I can see how you were.
Yeah, all the time. Just a bunch of masked people with cellos.
Yeah, yeah, that's definitely that's more your alley.
Okay.
So how a drama kid imagines sex before.
Yeah, just all of us just wriggling around on each other. Okay, nonsense rating. I have put no thought into this.
Me neither.
Ooh, man. 68 leotards and
yeah, that's right.
And some Arbor Mist.
That's yeah, that's right. Four pairs of high heels and some really red lipstick.
Yeah. I was going to say rouge. So that was like the
same. Rouge, yeah.
Rouge and red lipstick. Okay. Now, Travis, we get to a big moment here. Okay. This is our real scores. I have no idea. Okay. I mean, I don't know.
I'm going to be honest with you. I have two scores here for me, for myself.
Oh, that's cheating.
Well, so I'm going to go ahead and explain to you. One of it was...
Your dark theory if, was your...
Exactly. Okay, yeah, and I if figured. You didn't get me away from it, and then my other score is if you did, if you got me out of that headspace.
How did I do?
You got me out of that headspace.
Oh, so glad. I'm so glad. Okay. Now, I guessed your score at a 7.11.
6.72.
Okay.
That's so
half
close.
Half a point.
Yeah, that's close. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait,
what did you say?
6.72.
72. Got it. Okay.
I had you at a 6.73. I had you like just above me.
Too low. And I did 8.12.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
I think it's because I got to the headspace of being able to visualize it if it was shot now.
I'm not mad. I'm almost afraid I'm still too low, but I'm not going to change it.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think it's fine. But yeah, maybe a little underrated for what we're actually seeing.
Yeah, I think this is a good video.
It is.
Were there any awards or anything like that? I don't even know if that like that nothing you saw.
I think I saw something where it was up for an award and it had just lost to Janis Joplin or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the only reason, I mean, 8 to me. I'm okay with it being in the 8s, but there's just something also that doesn't put it in the best videos of all time. They miss something that totally connects me to, and it could be the acting, it could be the 80s, it could just be something they missed in the formula.
Yeah, but not a bad miss.
No, still pretty good. Also, when she's in the mirror, I was thinking, do you remember Lady Gaga, like Bad Romance? Mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of got a little of that.
It has, so... The more I thought about it, I think a lot of videos take inspiration from this. I feel like some directors out there know this video, they've taken inspiration from
it. Here's an odd thought. So I usually try to hit some type of color theory, and you touched it, but there's blues and reds.
There is a lot of blues.
Blues, but like her attitude in the different colors is also different. Yeah. Just then when that girl is brushing her hair, and she's very seductive...
In the blue light.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's her most realistic, maybe, aside from when she's staring up at the camera, like, apparently masturbating. Like, one of her, like, sexier moments.
Yeah.
It's so strange. It's just...
She's got a couple of them, though.
Yeah. Like,
she's got a couple of them in here.
And you keep using the word, like, they do hit genius several times.
Several times.
But then sometimes genius isn't right. Like, you know, some people... Of the smartest people have the worst ideas. You know what I mean? It's like, this it would be really sexy if you did this, but like, I want to do this because Nazis are the best.
Okay.
You know, like you just sometimes you miss.
Yeah. It's got the little things that, it's just missing something. And I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
To put it in that 9 range. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just missing that one little something.
Yeah. It is. Okay. But I think our scores are fine. It's somewhere in there between us.
Yeah.
It is. Okay. Well, that's it, man. What an adventure this video took us on.
Yeah. So I did want to talk real quick. We have been saying for, a year and a half now that we're not experts in music and videos.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do a podcast like this where I'm like, damn, we're getting close, right?
Okay.
Because we usually know when we're done with a podcast, and we always talk about it for y'all out there listening, whether we did a good one or a bad one,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think we nailed this one. I think this is going to be one of our better content things.
Patting us on the back a little bit.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
I think content-wise, I think we did really well with this video.
It was everywhere.
It was.
But I also think that is an attribute to art. when you make something like this, which I feel like is an artsy video.
Yes.
And not just like artsy fartsy, like, oh, look at you trying to do something. Mm-mm. They did it. They did it in this video.
Yeah.
They made a piece of art. It's 80s art.
It is. It
doesn't hold up all the way, but if you remade this video now, I will watch it.
I will.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Send it to me.
Good. Okay.
Now, we have a next pick. Travis, what's the next pick?
I can tell you in just a second.
I got it right here.
Good. Please don't. Just right read it. Giving up the gun.
It's not, Travis. It's not. I'm vetoing it.
You're vetoing my pick.
Yes.
So we were going to do Giving Up the Gun by Vampire Weekend.
Yeah, and I'm throwing my veto at it this time.
That's fine.
We're going to do...
I'm not even mad.
Well, so Travis, in secret, picks... He has a list of a bunch of videos, and this was from the celebrity pick long ago. Just wait a second, Travis. Just wait a minute.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, it was from the celebrity pick. I think, Ryan Gosling's in this, right?
No, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
It actually has a lot of celebrities in it. A ton.
It does have a few, yeah. I just remember one of them more than others.
But it was a whack video as far as I'm concerned. And so I vetoed it, and I'm going to put this in If by Janet Jackson.
Oh, okay. I know what you're doing now.
What am I doing?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. So that is going to be our next pick, everyone. The surprise veto, If by Janet Jackson. Follow us on TikTok and don't follow us on Instagram. Who gives a shit?
Thanks for listening, guys. Weird headspace right now. Thanks for listening. Go follow us. Send us remarks. Let us know if we missed something or if we should have hit on something or if you have any ideas that would make the podcast better. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah, and I don't remember if it's musicvideonightpodcast@gmail.com or themusicvideonightpodcast@gmail.com.
I think everything is the music video night.
Well, send it to both.
Yeah,
send and we'll just see what happens.
Sure.
And that's it. And that's Travis.
And that's Jared.
Bye. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Music Video Night Podcast. Your hosts are Travis Gokey and Jared Cotherell.
Concept by Jared and Kristen Cotherell.
Music by H.W. Day.
Our logo is...